I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day, and it's the last shopping day before Christmas, and a lot of store owners are hoping for a sudden rush at the malls. Despite early predictions of a healthy holiday retail season, this one has actually been more ho-hum than ho-ho-ho. Tess Viglin joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles with details. Tess, tell us more about the state of retail sales.
Well, apparently, most folks did their shopping right after Thanksgiving and decided they'd had enough. There was a spike in spending that weekend, but since then, it's been what I guess you'd call a mildly successful retail season, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anywhere near the 5.7% boost over last year that the National Retail Federation was predicting.
Well, what do they think are going to be the numbers?
Well, I talked to one analyst this week who said he'd originally expected about a 3.5% rise in holiday sales, then adjusted that shortly before the holidays to a 4 to 4.5%. Now he says he's wishing he'd stayed with the old prediction of 3.5%. So I guess anyone's best guess would be maybe between 3 and 4% over last year.
And what do the analysts say accounts for this? Why is it that the numbers are not quite what they had thought that they would be?
Well, you'll get a lot of different opinions on why this is happening, and it's not a huge surprise to some, by the way. December has actually been decreasing as a percentage of annual retail sales for about a decade, though you wouldn't know that from the hype around Thanksgiving. This year, some are blaming the flu, some are blaming the weather. But I talked with Richard Hastings, the chief retail analyst at Bernard Sands, and he said this is part of a paradigm shift in the entire holiday sales season.
Some of it has to do with the weather that nobody had control over, but the retailing industry is partly to blame for displaying Christmas-related goods way too early in the year. But this is not an anomalous, occasional thing that we're going to tweak and fix and get it back to George Bailey's Little Town in Frank Capra's movie. It ain't going to happen. This is a permanent shift.
So basically, he's arguing that retailers themselves are diluting the effect of the holiday shopping season by, you know, starting the Christmas music and the window displays right after Labor Day.
Tess, what about the impact of gift cards where people send gift certificates to particular stores and then people get to go out and spend more money?
Well, actually, the impact of those isn't going to be felt for a while. There are accounting rules that say companies can't book those cards as sales until somebody actually buys something with them. They are very popular. By some estimates, the use of these cards is up about 40-50% this year. But again, that won't be on the bottom line until somebody actually spends them. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at all the beef industry ripple effects of the mad cow discovery in Washington State.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.